From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Patty White with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, July 16th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The owner of three dams in the Bucksport area wants to give up ownership of the dams. Bucksport Mill LLC currently owns the dams that impound Silver Lake, Toddy Pond, and Alamoosuc Lake. But town manager Susan Lessard says it's possible the state or another group could take them over. Silver Lake is the drinking water source for several area towns. Alamoosuc Lake contains a fish hatchery, and Toddy Pond is a significant recreational draw for the region, she says.
These aren't dams that are located out in the middle of nowhere that regulate something that was once part of a logging operation. These are important dams.
Lessard says that state law outlines the evaluation process to give up dam ownership, and at this early stage, residents don't need to be concerned about the effect on the lakes. A DEP spokesperson said today that the department has not received a formal petition from the mill. A North Berwick man pleaded guilty to bank fraud this week in federal court after applying for $215,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans. Frederick Avery submitted two loan applications in 2020 and 2021, claiming he was the full owner of Superior Cruise and Travel, but he had already sold the agency to a Pennsylvania company in 2019. Avery said the loans were for payroll, utilities, and mortgage interest and submitted falsified bank statements from a non-existent account. He now faces up to 30 years in prison, followed by up to 5 years of supervised release and a maximum fine of $1 million. The family of a man who died of a drug overdose at the Cumberland County Jail has filed suit against Sheriff Kevin Joyce and the company that provides health care at the jail, Armor Correctional Healthcare Services. The complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Portland says that 30-year-old James Mannion died from a fentanyl overdose in August of 2022 after pleading for months to receive medication for opioid use disorder. Mannion's family claims that the jail knew when Mannion was admitted that he had an opioid use disorder, but failed to provide him treatment, violating his civil rights. Sheriff Kevin Joyce and Armor Health declined to comment on pending litigation. The University of Maine will sell the Hutchinson Center, a longtime educational and events hub in Belfast. The Board of Trustees voted Monday to authorize its sale. University officials say degree-seeking students haven't taken classes there since the pandemic, and facility rentals haven't rebounded. Local enrollment has mostly gone online. Board Chairman Trish Riley says the sale is part of a larger effort by the university to sell or lease underutilized real estate.
Demographics are changing, student needs are changing, how we teach is changing, and we need to be ready and to invest where it matters most.
The Hutchinson Center was appraised for about $2.5 million last year. A group of local residents has made its own bid to preserve the property as a community resource and educational hub in the Midcoast. University officials say they'll select a buyer in the coming weeks and will close on the sale this fall. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the rise of sustainable fashion. I'm Patty White. Thanks for listening.